Okay, I have another judge here in the nonfiction category, Jennifer. I tried talking with Samuel Delaney to see if he can give me any kind of tidbits, any behind the scenes, any fistfights, any deliberations. The question I asked him was, does the National Book Awards present opportunities to bring innovation to books? Previous years have sometimes been a little bit staid. What's been your role in that?
Let's see. Well, certainly in the nonfiction category, we had about 500 books, and they were across so many different genres. It's hard to imagine that they could be comparative. But I read a ton of books, and from very different publishers and very different styles. And I think there were 13, if I'm remembering correctly, there were a whole bunch of independent publishers this year that were nominated. So, I would say that there's definitely room for. But among us judges, we had a lot of different backgrounds, different criteria to look at. It was pretty exciting.
Was there any sort of survivor quid pro quo kind of situations where, okay, I know you like this book and I don't like this book, were anything like that?
Well, we were specifically and strenuously forbidden to talk about that part of it, how the deliberations went. But I will say that that there was much less politics than I thought there would be. In our particular group, I think we did an awful lot of independent reading and came to a lot of decisions before we came together.
Yeah.
I thought it was a remarkably pure process in a lot of ways.
Could you give me one way? Or?
Well, just that we lived in, all the judges lived in different cities, and we first met today in person. So yeah, the amount of just kind of negotiating by who you like and stuff like that wasn't really a part of it. This was a lot of pure reading, a tremendous amount of reading.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay.